Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Guy here, we're talking about Bruce the shark from Jaws. So speaking of Bruce the Jaws shark, he was bursting through the kitchen wall at my friend's house. It was a huge head portion, but it was cast from the original movie shark. Super realistic, unique decoration. Actually, on that note, in my basement, I have it is life size. It's a plaster, a gold leaf covered plaster cast of a rhino head. Right,
so it's really
big, massive gold leaf rhino, and like I said, it's actual size because it was cast from an actual rhino head. And a lot of people ask, why do you have it? And I say, because I had to. And this thing,
did you see this thing?
It was a place called Ballard Consignment, right? So my wife would go in there, and we'd buy like different furniture, or whatever, kind of getting the house set up. And this thing was always there. I knew it was for sale. I saw it for about 3 years, and I told my wife every single time,
I want that.
I'm buying that thing, right? So we managed to get all this stuff done, and so my reward to myself was I bought this massive rhino head. I love the thing. It serves no purpose at all. It's literally just mounted
on the wall. Is it hanging on the wall?
It's hanging on the wall. Like I said, it is a rhino head, the size of one. So it's
how big is this thing?
It is about, so it would be about where the neck starts to meet the body of the rhino is basically where it's severed. So that's the part mounted to the wall. The head itself, it extends out about 4 feet. It is huge.
Wow.
Oh, it's massive, dude. You can't miss it. And the kids have named it Eleanor. So even when you walk into the house, yeah, they'll say Eleanor, and everyone in the family knows what they're talking about. But it's fantastic, but again, serves no purpose at all. Like, so I'm sitting there watching football on Sundays, me and the kid are down there, and big-ass Eleanor.
There it is.
Right beside us, yeah.
I mean, it's art.
Yeah.
It can be. Definitely,
It's
unique.
It is definitely unique. And when we bought it from the place, right, because they had this thing mounted there, like I said, forever, to the point where the employees treated it more like their personal decoration than actually something for sale. So when I actually bought the thing, the guy, the sales rep, he's even like, oh, yeah, you can buy that. Then he had to get two other guys to dismount it so we could load it up in the vehicle. And they were kind of bummed. Even when they took it out to the car, they're like, we're going to miss this thing. I said, dude, I get it. I've been staring at it for 4 years. I don't know why anyone, including myself, likes it. You just kind of do. And I actually felt bad for buying it because these guys were kind of butthurt that someone was finally taking us off their hands. I'm like, well, yeah, I wanted it for years, man. And shockingly, no one else bought it. So yeah. There I was. Mean,
real or fake, I like the animal heads.
Dude, it's really cool. And it's actually cast from a rhino head. So when you look at it, it looks all every wrinkle, everything, even like into the ears. It's pretty crazy, man. Then the gold leaf, it's 4 feet. It's hanging in the basement, serves zero purpose other than my own amusement.
Yeah, but I went to a street beach fair in Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
All right.
And that's kind of where they have a ton of wood art, but a lot of barrels around the midsection, and when you bring the barrel up or down, a giant penis
pops. Yeah, penis is there.
Like a spring-loaded penis pops up. Boing, and all the other stuff that they sell, bowls and Rastafarian type of art and all that crap. But there was a woman was sitting on the stool. And I kept looking at the stool, and I'm like, man, that is a badass stool because it was a wood that was only available in Jamaica.
Right.
It kind of had this, you know, just the wood grain in it was unique. It kind of looked like a teak, but a Brazilian boa. It was just, and she was just sitting on the damn thing. And I'm like, ma'am, how much for the stool you're sitting on?
And she's like, are you crazy?
I don't know, $5. So I'm like, $5? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, I am taking this thing home with me. She's like, you want the stool? She's like, because she had all this, I mean, she had a spread of stuff, you know, tapestries and all the, everything. You want the stool? And I was like, yeah, I want the stool. So this is like 10 o'clock in the morning. We end up going walking down the beach. She's like, I'll be here for, you know, for the rest of the afternoon. We're like, all right, when we come back down, you know, we'll just pick it up.
Yeah.
I come down and give her the $5. I take the stool. This is like a Saturday or whatever. And it just fits in my suitcase. Like, it perfectly fit in my suitcase. I'm like, this is money. I didn't take everything with me that I brought there, obviously, but yeah. I got that damn thing in there. Customs had a field day going through that. Like, why did you buy this? I was like, I want this stool.
Look at the wallet.
I mean, that was basically it. BWI. I mean, they were grilling me. Like, okay, they're trying to see if there was anything inside.
Of course.
All the different things. The funny thing was, not funny, but the following day, it was a weekend, so they still have this outdoor festival, I believe, is every day as far as the market goes. I mean, you could buy produce, you could buy, it's an outdoor market. Walk by her the next day, and she's standing up in the corner.
Oh, no.
Got nowhere to sit.
Oh, yeah, you bought her stool.
I bought her stool. She hadn't got a replacement yet. She was standing with her arms folded. And I was like, hey, I can go get the stool if you need it to sit on today. She's like, keep the stool. And I was like, okay, I can tell there's a little bitterness. Like, she didn't think this the whole way through. Because she was standing up the whole day.
She never got herself a replacement stool.
No, she did not. Well, I mean, not while I was there.
Yeah.
What if it was carved out of, like, one piece of wood?
It's in my living room right now. I've had it for years. It's the end table that I have by my chair.
Ted, I'm going to tell you something about a solid piece of carved wood. So we're in Mexico, same kind of thing. Some artist, he had hand-carved solid piece of wood. It's like this little elephant thing, all right? Maybe about the size of a loaf of bread. We're like, that is super cool. The way he painted it, we bought it. When we got to customs, I really didn't give it a thought, man. We land back in the States, and these guys pulled us out, and they're immediately like, what is that? I'm like, well, most people will call that an elephant. You can call it whatever you'd like, but most people recognize what that is. And they pick them, they're shaking it, and I'm like, guys, it's not hollow. And that I never thought about the fact that they think you're a drug mule. Mm-hmm. I get it now. It makes complete sense. But I'm like, guys, it's not even hollow. But they took it off to the x-ray machine, which proved it is not hollow. There are no cavities inside of it. And they still had more questions. And I'm like, look, man, either this thing's made out of drugs, and I have no idea that it is. It feels like wood to me, but you end up spending an additional 15 minutes just answering questions. Like, look, man, me and my wife liked it. We just bought it. You're right. I should have thought about the drug mule thing, but it's not hollow. We did buy a hollow piece about 2 years later. Forgot about it. When we got it back, it had been cut at the neck.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, they glued it back together. I mean, they patched it together, and there's a note in there that explained, because they're running through the x-ray machine, and this is not a solid piece of wood, right? It's a cavity in an animal shape, and I got it. And they did a good job reattaching the head, but
you can still see it. Nobody else will know, but you know.
I wouldn't have known if they didn't put the note, but once they put the note, we're like, Jesus, man. And sure enough, I mean, it was this clean sever across. Yeah. And
it's kind of like when you do home improvements. You know there's a gap there, or you know it, and you're the only one who can see it. No one else can
They
see
always
it.
Leave that note, though. That's that story about my mom gave me two chicken sandwiches, but she wrapped them up in foil, like two foil bricks, put them in a Ziploc. I didn't really think about it, same thing. I just threw them in my bag, and then... Yeah, I'm waiting for my bag, and it's got all these tags all over it. It's been searched and this and that.
Oh, you checked the chicken salad?
Yeah.
Well, because it's going to be in a cold compartment anyway. Yeah.
Thank you, Miles.
Yeah.
I thought I was playing it smart.
Sure.
That's right. Should have taken them on carry-on. That way you could have eaten one.
Mm-hmm. I will say, wooden crab knockers. When my dad passed away, me and Chris got all the stuff out of the house. So I was like, I'm going to take some of these home. That was like a 10-minute conversation. I was like, I don't need them. Like, going just because they were in my carry-on.
Yeah.
They're like, I just don't know if you can have them on the plane.
What, are you going to whack someone in the head with a crab knocker?
They keep calling supervisors, and they're all like, boink. Never seen this one. I'm like, we're at Dulles. I just came from Maryland. I'm like, it's not that odd.
Right. What thing do you own that makes people ask, why do you own that? 206-803-ROCK.
I'll tell you right now, if you hijack a plane with a crab mallet, I'd have to give you credit. Like, look, man, I don't know what kind of badass this was, but
I mean, they were legit just confused. I don't know. I was like, I don't know either. I'm asking.
Right. It's a crab mallet.
Right? Because they're like, anything in there? Crab mallets. All right.
Everybody over.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Okay, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and see if you can get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who's ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tony, welcome to the program, and Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. All right, Tony, your category today, we go to the world of terrifying. As Halloween approaches this, but this is real-world problems. For 10 years straight, one city has claimed the title of America's Rattiest City, according to Orkin Pest Control Services. So Orkin has the top 50 cities as far as rats go, and basically they just do it on logging how many residential rodent treatments and business treatments were ordered in the last year.
So in other words, Orkin's 10 favorite cities.
That's right. That's where they make their cash.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we have.
I like that rat category. What's the other one?
The other one is the top 10 candy bars here in the United States. As you know, Halloween is this week. These are all candy bars, no candies. So you can go.
Baltimore for one of the rat cities.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Look, I live there.
That's fair.
You're probably right.
Yeah. But you're going to go rats, right? Or I'm sorry, candy bars.
I'm going to go candy bars.
All right, candy bars it is. You know the game is played. These are the top 10 favorite candy bars here in the United States of America. Try to get as many right in the category before three strikes and you're out. So what's your first guess?
Well, my first guess is Snickers.
It would be the Snickers bar. That's number 5. Snickers satisfies hunger with its nougat, caramel, and peanuts covered in chocolate. There's no snickering here, they say. Snickers may be one of the best candy bars that you can buy.
Have we figured out what nougat is exactly?
I don't want to know.
Delicious.
Okay. I will leave it at that.
If you had man nougat.
I like Snickers and popcorn together. Like, I'll take one bite of popcorn, one bite of Snickers. It's
right.
Amazing.
Whoa. Easy, dude.
Okay.
It's a family of confections made with sugar or honey, roasted nuts. What else is in there?
Oh, I'm going to go.
Whipped egg whites and then chopped candied fruit.
All right.
Okay, Tony, what are you thinking now?
Well, Butterfinger.
Butterfinger's number 10.
Wow.
You better not lay a finger on my Butterfinger unless you really want to. They can be tricky because a peanut butter candy center gets all over your business, a.k.a. your teeth, but they are a staple of every kid's Halloween diet. So Butterfinger is correct with 10, Tony. So you got 10 and 5 correct.
I don't like Milky Way and I don't like Three Musketeers, but I'm going to go with both of those.
Well, which one?
Milky Way.
Milky Way's number 3. They say, consider this the candy bar of the real Milky Way, not the galaxy thing in the sky. Milky Way is one of those things that you either like it or you're not, but they say it's still the third most popular candy bar.
I think just going back to nougat. Like, I love nougat.
Nougat.
I mean, basically, a Milky Way is what, like a Snickers without peanuts?
Correct. No, it's like a Three Musketeers of caramel.
Come on. Yeah, if the nougat had some, like, THC or psilocybin.
Well, Tony, I think I see where your brain's at. Tony, you're right on Butterfinger at 10. You're right on Milky Way at 3 and Snickers at 5. These are the 10 best candy bars. What's your next guess on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
A Baby Ruth?
A Baby Ruth.
Ooh, underrated bar, and people don't like it, apparently.
You know what? It's been a long time since I had a Baby Ruth, but I never minded them.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Okay.
It is amazing how close all the candy bars are.
They really are, because you also said Three Musketeers. I figure if Milky Way is there, Three Musketeers has got to be there.
Yeah, I hate that bar. It's just stupid.
Are you going to go with the stupid one, then?
But I'm going to go with it.
Three Musketeers is number 9. It says sometimes we need a break from a heavily filled candy bar, and Three Musketeers is it. It's light and fluffy, with whipped chocolate inside. It says reminds me of floating on a cloud of chocolate.
I'm sorry, Miles. You know what I like is a Clark bar.
You like a Clark bar? I like a Clark bar. I love a Clark bar.
It's not going to be on the list.
I'm right there with you. I think that's a little bit more regional, to be honest with you.
Okay, so I've got 6 out of 10.
No, right now. You have 4 out of 10. You've got 1 strike remaining. There are 6 of the best candy bars that remain on the list.
There's 6 more. Okay.
Dude, you got to say Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Does that count, though, as a bar?
It does.
I'm going to go with Twix.
Twix?
Yeah.
Number four.
All right. Twix are good.
It says it doesn't matter if you're on team left Twix or right because both sides taste the same.
Yeah.
A shortbread biscuit that melts in your mouth with caramel on top. Man.
I also wouldn't discount just the straight up Hershey bar.
Or Kit Kat.
Right. I feel like that might show up.
Since I only have one strike left, yeah, let's hear all your Hershey's. What else?
Is that what you want? A Hershey chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Number six says, if I was a Hershey candy bar, I'd be honored if someone called me basic. Because that's what it is. It's a basic-ass candy bar, and it comes in at number six. So, Tony, you're correct with Butterfinger at 10, 9, Three Musketeers, the Hershey chocolate bar at 6, Snickers 5, Forest Twix, Milky Way is 3, which means that you now have 6 out of the 10. There are 4 candy bars that remain.
I don't have the number one yet?
You do not.
Oh, man.
I'll give you a hint, though, Tony. Number one is a candy bar that is seemingly, based on the variety of flavors, more popular around the world than it is here in the United States.
Oh,
I know what that
Toblerone?
Is.
Toblerone.
Nah.
Oh, that's got to be Kit Kat.
Kit Kat is number one. That is correct, Ted.
I like that green tea one, but you can't get it here.
You can't.
Don't they have like 18 different versions in Japan alone?
Yeah.
Okay. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That's number two on the list. Man. There are two remaining. One had a little old school popularity. Not old school, but maybe 20, 25 years ago. This candy bar was taking the candy bar world by storm.
Whatchamacallit.
It is not the Whatchamacallit. This came in two distinct pieces, like a Reese's
Take
cup.
Five.
Take five, Ted. Number eight. That is a underrated great candy bar.
It is.
I don't think I've had the Take Five.
Oh, they're good.
Yep. And there's one remaining, and it's basically a basic original candy bar.
Crunch Bar.
The Crunch Bar
is
correct.
All right.
Oh, my God. Love a Crunch Bar.
Here's your 10 best candy bars, or a Crackle. Same difference. 10, Butterfinger. 9 is Three Musketeers. Take 5 Bar comes in at 8. The Crunch Bar at 7. Hershey's Basic Chocolate-Ass Bar at 6.
Basic Chocolate.
5 is Snickers. I'll take a Mr. Good Bar. Twix 4, Milky Way 3, Reese Cup 2, and your number one candy bar. That would be the kit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Again. Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Infection, disease, or illness, what did you have to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
You drop them off, you call us 2 days later.
Hello, Becky. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
So, Miles, I'm the one that just emailed you.
Oh, thank you, Becky. I'm going to save that email and print it all up because there's a lot of good stuff in there.
How long were you in Africa?
A little over 3 weeks.
Okay, and you actually did a safari as well?
Oh, we did two, yeah.
You did two?
We did a lot.
Was it an uncovered vehicle?
They're open. They have covers over the top, but the sides are open. They're old Land Rover Defenders.
And you just drive right up to the lion, don't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Were
you nervous each time you did it, or did you feel that your nerves started dialing back as you did it more often?
Never nervous, just in awe.
Really?
Oh, see?
Okay, now, another quick question. We didn't get close to, like, a lion, elephant, rhino, whatever. How bad do they smell, man?
They don't.
Really?
They don't. You're out there in the middle of nowhere. These tours, these guys are so good. They are what make the tour, is your tour guide. They know the flora, the fauna, the animal, their hoof print, when they're running and when they're not. They know what animal is doing what. And, I mean, we watched an alligator eat the hind end out of a dead water buffalo, and it was fascinating.
Yeah, wait, let me take my pants open.
So you're into that. Okay, but... it sounds like
I want to see your porn history.
It sounds like if someone says hello to you, you got to give them $1.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, you know, like everything.
Well, you have to be very careful with eye contact. In South Africa, is very, very different. Cape Town was fabulous.
But are you talking about the animals or the people?
The people. Johannesburg, on the freeway, we went to see the Springboks play.
Oh, nice.
Argentina for... Yeah, we had those tickets for I don't know how long.
Rugby.
Ted, I met you at the Black Raven. The Sea Wolf fan.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that makes sense. If you're watching rugby in South Africa.
Hey, Becky, are you coming up on Saturday for the Porter Party?
We will try, but we have England's play the Springboks at 8:10 in the morning, so we're going to watch.
Okay. All right.
But along the freeways, Johannesburg to Mombolo, they have signs that say, high crime area, don't get out of your car.
Cool. All right.
Damn.
Yeah. And they tell you, and it is Johannesburg, the people at our little cool hotel, they would let us walk 2 blocks to the mall, but they wanted to know where we were.
But for your safety.
Town, yep. They don't want you walking around. There's a lot of people, a lot of muggings. But you know what? It didn't happen to us. People are always warning about crime. Anywhere you go.
That's true.
But I think if you look around and you look like you know what you're doing and you're aware, I didn't wear my wedding rings. I didn't wear jewelry. I just went casual. It was, we took 2 years to plan it. It was worth every.
It also helps. And I mean, it does not matter where you travel. I believe this to be true. A guy in Baltimore told me this years ago. Look crazy. Nobody messes with a crazy person. And I think, I cannot do his exact quote. It was very funny. He wasn't trying to be funny, but the general message that he sent to me was this. Like, listen, brother, if people think you're crazy, they won't mess with you. Because one thing that people think crazy people will do is bite them. Just, people aren't scared of getting punched, stabbed, shot. If you think someone's going to bite you, you're like, I'm not dealing with
it. I think walking speed, too, right? You don't want to just be, like, looking around.
Right.
But also, I feel like if you're walking too fast, it looks like you're obviously scared to be in that area.
But talk to yourself. If you're walking too fast, talk to yourself out loud at the same time. That plays to the crazy thing. Mm-hmm. If you're muttering under your breath.
Well, I knew you're not supposed to look the animals in the eye. I didn't know the people.
Yeah, so what did you discover about the animals while you're out there? You said you're in awe and all that kind of thing. Like, what is the closest you got
to an
animal?
Oh, geez, arm length. Because those elephants are right next to you. And some of the Springboks, kudus, the baboons. God, I love baboons.
What?
And, you know, we love them. They call them bandits, and they are into everything, and they're mischievous, and they will take people's phones, and you have to give them food to give it back. And I'm sorry, I just think it's hilarious.
Miles doesn't look too pleased.
This whole thing is I'm having second thoughts. Jesus,
I did call in because I got food poisoning. To Miles, is everyone's going to get it. I mean, not Miles, but Ted. Yes, I got food poisoning at a chicken restaurant. Everybody had the same, Mark and I and the driver, my husband, had the same thing, but I ordered the sauce. It was the wettest and coldest September in this tent in the middle, like 5 hours out of the second largest city. There's toilet is... with bamboo and stuff around it inside your tent. They got about 6 to 8 inches of covers on it.
You can't flush that and toilet paper either, can you?
Oh, toilet, because there's no lights in there. So I missed the toilet. I'm throwing up. I felt horrible. But you get up the next day, and most of it's gone because the ants and the bugs just...
Yeah. Oh, they take all your Duke, huh? The ants and the bugs haul it out.
So you don't need toilet paper, Miles?
They can just eat it right off my butt. Cross up. I mean, jeez, a whiz. Like the alligator did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this now.
You do.
Now
you
I don't.
You do. Uh-huh. It is a trip of a lifetime. The people make it. The people were all amazing.
Just as long as you don't look
just
them in the
don't
eye.
Look at them.
You know, they share with you. They're polite. They're funny. They have it. They do. They are the happiest people with so little. It makes you just rethink your whole life.
Yeah,
I've heard that multiple times.
Yeah.
My
daughter has not told me any of this. You know, I mean, she's in Namibia, but still, I mean, I haven't heard.
If you get a chance, go to Chobe.
What is Chobe?
And the Kavenga, I think it's Kavenga. It's where Namibia, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Botswana meet, and it's a delta. And you take a river cruise, and you literally, the crocodiles are right there in front of you.
I don't want that.
This is not a sales pitch right now.
Yeah,
and then you get herpes. Right. You're like, what else are you going to say? I mean, like, geez, whiz. You come back without a limb, and, I mean, I don't want to hang out with crocodiles. That's just not.
You get to see them, though, and they're amazing. And the birds and the
birds
elephants
are fine.
Cross right in front of you, all this whole herd.
Birds are good.
Yeah, he's been good with birds so far.
Birds,
that's
okay.
It.
Giraffes, zebras, springboks,
and baboons.
Baboons.
How close do these baboons get to you, man? I don't trust primates.
They'll come up and snatch stuff. I think they're funny.
Well, I'm going to tweak their nipple then if they try that. There you go. Give them a nurple. You know what I mean?
give you one back.
Exactly. Infection, disease, or illness, what did you have to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
How are you feeling about that?
I appreciate the email, buddy.
I mean, look, she's sounding fascinated. I understand it's fascinating because she survived. But there's something about the idea of how close you get to a lion. Oh, arm's length.
I got the runs and I had to poop in a, you know, no.
It sounds like the safari safer than
the people.
Than traveling around a
Don't
bit,
go anywhere
city.
In Cape Town. You know, like, that's the big city.
Right.
If we have a show in 2025, it'll be amazing.
Jesus Christ, man.
Throw it, I've done them before.
You going to pay for this? They should pay
we'll
you.
We'll be good. We'll be good.
They should pay you.
All right.
You know?
God. I mean, look, it does sound fascinating. It also sounds terrifying. Because I'm like, hey, there's no top. She's like, well, there's a top. There's just no sides. Okay, same thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Is there an opening large enough for an animal to snatch me out? Because, like, look, you don't know the mood of the lion.
Right.
And well, he's arm's length.
Like anything else. I'm just
But again,
look.
Only an average of 2 people die on these a year.
How do you know this?
Well, I've been looking it up.
Oh.
How many
how
died
they,
this
how
year?
How do they die?
Tell me one.
Well, one person just had a medical emergency.
All right. Well, that
somebody
count.
Else, somebody
probably,
else
probably
did.
Because they got within a foot of a lion or
somebody
crocodile.
Else did have an encounter with an animal.
Did they say what animal?
I can't remember. We were looking it up last week. We were talking about Miles.
So there's
dying.
One. Uh-huh. All right, man. You got to round it out, apparently.
I'm going to look and see who looks the tastiest, and then I'm going to let them sit on the outside.
Yeah, maybe that's the move.
You know, he's like, if I got to eat somebody, kind of like one of those things, airplane crash, the top mountain, mm-hmm. I'm going to do the same thing in that van.
I got you, man.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
He's going to eat him.
You look
I
tasty.
I think all December long, we should have a special segment where we talk about safaris.
And all the terrible
animals.
Things that have happened.
Yeah.
You know there's a laundry list.
There probably is.
I mean, there's probably one story.
It's not just that animals will attack you. I think the research is, what do they do? Okay? Because a lion, from the few clips I've seen of a lion attacking a person, the problem is they don't just kill them. You know, they grab them by the neck like a tiger, and then they drag you somewhere.
Yeah, they run off with
then
you.
They, but you're still alive when they're running away with your body. That sucks. Mm-hmm. At least with an elephant, like, first shot, it's done.
Right.
Hopefully.
And they drag you off by your head. They don't drag you off by, they don't like,
yeah,
grab,
by the
they don't grab your leg.
Never the leg, never the arm.
Cats are instinctual. That's how they pick up their young. Mm-hmm. Nape of the neck, head.
And you got a big dome.
You're out.
They're going for that, man.
Just grabbing the
you
nose.
Look like a blow pop. They're going to be like, oh, I'm grabbing that sucker by the head.
I don't want baboons stealing my crap. Then I got to negotiate with food to get my phone back. Like, no, a couple more dollars. You know, like, that's not, it's a five spot. What do you want?
Yeah, what do you give a baboon? You got to give him food?
Right.
What food do you have that the baboon does not have access to?
And how does
to?
He like, know? You give me the phone back, I'll give you this banana. You know, like, how in the hell do they know?
Now he has a banana and
now,
a phone.
Now he's putting up two fingers. All right, you want two bananas. All right. Three bananas, dude? I never negotiated with a baboon.
And my shirt?
To get my crap back.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. All right. So usually the head chef's here to talk to you about food.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? As Thrill and I know, veterans of the kitchen, what do we like to do when we get off?
Drink, do cocaine, and waitresses.
Yeah, we like to go out for cocktails. Maybe even have a little shift beer. By the way, I saw you have that third shift beer last night.
But did you see the fourth?
But obviously, I'll tell you what. Let's just be honest. If you ever watched Anthony Bourdain, he would make a point of going to bars that stayed open as late as they could,
mm-hmm.
and he would always talk about it's fun to go drink with the kitchen staff.
Oh yes, right? It is, man. For
well,
sure.
I will also say this. If you're just at a bar, like, I don't know, your friend works at the bar, maybe a girl you're dating works at the bar, that's tough. Because by the time she gets off, you might already be a few in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean...
I'll be done at 3:30.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And she's ready to go.
Right.
And you're ready to go to bed.
That's the issue. At 1:30, they're just kind of starting. But yeah, like, I'm not going to make it.
Nah, no chance.
Yeah.
Although, if you are friends of bartenders and you get to get locked in the bars they clean...
That's cool.
That, man... And again, like, the next morning, it's god-awful. But that night, usually a blast.
Yeah, I've told this story before. I won't say where it was. But my buddy was a bartender there, and he would work at a certain section that was just his.
All right.
So I was kind of buzzed up. It was after a sporting event, so I just started cleaning with him. And then finally, he's like, all right, man, you covered your tab. I was like, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because it was a big area. But, like, you know, you worked at a bar before. I'm already buzzed up. So I was like, just give me a rag.
Right.
Give me a spray bottle to rag.
Well, keep talking. But yeah,
like, you're getting into it. You're flipping the stools up. And he's like, all right, dude, you don't owe me anything. Like, you just saved me half an hour.
You just did everything I don't want to do.
Yeah. So these are 13 things bartenders say that'll get you ignored every time. Also, shout out to my buddy Emily. She used to work at Bill's off Broadway. I followed her. When I still lived on Capitol Hill, I followed her to another bar.
That's not creepy.
Yeah.
No, man, I'm telling you, certain bartenders, yeah. It's like people get hairdressers. Like, what bar are you working
right behind
at?
Her.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, though, when you know somebody from, like, two other bars before, you're like, man, we've been drinking a long time.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I don't think she would deny this. Like, we were legit friends. Like,
sure.
I would have. She would come over to the house on days off. She didn't even drink. Mm-hmm. You just bring baked goods.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Ted, my neighborhood bartender, started at the ballroom, and then he moved down here to the loft, and then the loft closed. Now he's Now he's a Petoskey's. He's like, look, what the... Everywhere I go...
But he knows what you want.
You're the man.
As soon as
he does.
Or sometimes you already know somebody, and then they become a bartender at a bar you go to. Miles knows.
Yes.
All right. So these are things that get you ignored. Also, just don't stop doing this to women in general, especially female bartenders. Do not ask them to smile.
Oh, God. Yeah. Is that the first one?
That's number one.
I've never done that one. Okay.
No.
All right. Off to a good start.
Oh, that's right. Miles, you're keeping track.
Yes, I am.
All right. Number two. You have snapped, whistled, or knocked on the bar?
No.
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 Now, this is much more, as they say, tendency for East Coasters on East Coast bars and this and that.
I can believe that. Hey! 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 Let me get around the jello shots and anything you got a mother
Fireball.
So that the steak's even longer.
Jagerbomb. Yeah, I mean, I've seen somebody snap. Just like,
Like, man, or wave the money. At our local watering hole, was like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. Not a regular, but the guy came in. It was a little crowded. But he's shaking his money. You can guess who was working. She does not play that.
Oh. Yeah.
This guy got shut down quick. And
what was it, a five?
I don't. It's just his way of saying, hey, I would like to purchase a drink. And her point was kind of like, you know how you're standing in line? That's what it is. Right. Like, oh, damn. She ain't wrong.
Mm-hmm. And listen, and it depends on where you are, right? Like, some bars, you know what I mean? Like, you order from one spot. I will say,
a lot of bars have updated, if you notice.
Shout out to the English. The first time I went to London, I thought that was amazing. You can sit at a bar, and the bartender will serve you when they're free. But for the most part, you go up to one spot, you order your drinks, you pay, you leave.
And then go where
there's
you are.
There's a side spot where you deposit your empties.
Mm-hmm.
I love that system.
I'd say a lot of bars, I just remember growing up, when you order from the bar, it's just wherever you could fit your ass up to the bar. So
correct.
The bartender, you know, it was just like, it's like a lineup of, you know, I don't know, thugs or something, right? So it's just, it's this big wide thing. I've noticed lately a lot of bars, there is this one spot you order from,
mm-hmm.
just so that everyone is met.
Right, correct.
At
it's,
the
it's
time,
basically,
right?
Here's the idea. Obviously, the hourly wage is up there for the owners of those places.
Yeah.
So they just have a spot at the counter, like whatever you want, food, beers,
order it here.
You order there. There's a big sign. Order here. And then they'll bring it out to wherever you're sitting.
Yep.
And it's easier. Like, I'm with Thrill. I used to hate it when you went to a crowded bar. Then at that point,
find a space
you
to wiggle
oh,
in.
Right. And you got to, like, hey, sorry, guys. I'm just trying
I'm
to get
just a drink.
And you
drink,
almost
right.
have to, like, mm-hmm. hold up an arm or
yeah.
something. All right, let's see. They're serving somebody else, and you interrupted them.
I have done that. Guilty of that one. I've not
really?
Done that in a long time. When I was younger, like, if someone would come over, even if they're making drinks in front of me,
oh,
like,
hey, when
hey,
you're
man,
done.
When you get a chance, man, can I get another Bud Light or whatever the deal is? You know, I've done that.
I don't think it's as much as that as like
pulling
like,
full attention to yourself.
Yeah, like they're making you a drink and I sit down just like, you know, hey, Steve.
Hey
man.
Right.
Yeah, Miles, that's honestly, in your defense, that's an easy one to do. I still do that sometimes and I'll be like, oh, my bad. You're
yep.
on something
yep.
else. All right, this one everybody's guilty of. It's just busy. Like, the bartender's not ignoring you.
Right.
It's just that busy. Yeah.
So I tell my friends that might be a little bit more impatient when it comes to restaurants and bars. It's like, look at the person that you're frustrated at trying to get the attention of. Are they standing still? Are they just sitting there
shooting
the breeze to people?
Are their arms folded in the corner?
Right. Right. No, they are working their ass
correct.
Off.
There's, right, and there's times, look, I'll defend bartenders. There's also bad bartenders. And I've
sure.
definitely been in bars where the
oh,
bartender's
yeah.
just at the other end messing on their phone or chat with
yeah.
somebody. And you go, all right, that's just a
yep.
bad
that's why, back to the line again. That's why that helps sometimes.
Yeah, it really does.
You're a known bad tipper.
Ooh.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're known to be a bad tipper, you're a bad tipper.
That means all the bartenders.
Right.
Yeah. And listen, you could be the nicest person in the world, but if you're not elderly and you're just tipping bad, they know.
Mm-hmm.
And right, word does spread.
Yeah. They say this one's not super personal, but honestly, the drinks you're ordering are complicated.
Yeah, it just takes long, especially at a crowded bar.
Right. If it's blended, involves four or more ingredients, you're going to be at the end of the list, right? If I take four orders and then go back, and I'm going to start making stuff in my well. Sorry, mojito girls, you're last.
Yeah. Also, you know,
I mean,
if
you're, you can order it. It's just, right, it's going to take longer.
Go to a cocktail bar because you know it's going to take a little time,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to take their time, mm-hmm. and you know you're going to have to wait.
But then there's the flip side, because, Ted, you were at the watering hole.
I was just about to say, don't shoot off your mouth about cocktails you didn't know they can make.
Because at this place, everyone in there, man, it's Jack and Coke, beer, right? I mean, it's just standard basic crap. So I guess you're joking about, like, actually making a cocktail, which you rarely see them do. They ended up making you one, right?
Yes. And I was in there one night with my buddy Joe, and we were joking about, what's the old green liqueur? We were talking
Midori?
About Midori and melon balls and this and that, yeah.
Did you end up with a Midori
so
cocktail?
So they made you a drink with one.
Yes,
of course.
It's like a fun adventure.
Go for Angelico next time.
You've been demeaning toward the bartender or other patrons.
Well, yeah,
sure.
That's just in general.
Yes.
All right. But also, I don't think people, you got to listen to the second half of that. Because bartenders have ears. So if you're sitting there and you're talking, you know, you're calling some girl in the back dressed like a slut. Or you're saying something, like you're going to hear racist. Like, they're going to hear that too.
Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed at what they can hear, man.
Yeah.
Just, I've had, you know, bartenders telling me, do you know so-and-so? Like, yeah, man, they're a horrible person. I'm like, really? You think so? And I'm thinking they said something or did something to the bartender. Like, no, I'm just listening to their conversation with their friend, you know, for the 3 hours they were there. They're awful people. I'm like, okay, yep. Noted.
You've touched the bartender or anything behind the bar.
Yeah, don't. Come on. Don't let me grab napkins and toothpicks.
Yeah, I have once poured a beer behind a bar, and not kidding you, I was 18.
Okay. Yeah.
And I got thrown out. You're an influencer. They're just saying, like, look, the bartenders, if you want to take pictures of your cocktails, whatever, but, like, you don't need to turn around and be like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, right.
Like, I'm at Chili's.
Well, and then I also...
Ted is a poor influencer, but he's out there.
Great.
He's hustling.
And then I feel like they get involved sometimes. You know, hey, could you take a picture of me sitting at the bar?
That's the other part of it, right. too, right? Like, they're working.
No, I'm working.
Yeah. I don't see this one that often, but I used to run into this all the time on the East Coast. You ask for your drink extra strong, or ask the bartender to hook you up.
Just ask for a double.
Hook you up.
Right.
Correct. And basically, when you ask for your drink like that, that lets the bartender know you're probably not a good tipper. Here's the one where I said I'm definitely guilty of. You show up, you're already in the back.
Yeah, okay.
Guilty.
Guilty. Yeah, no doubt.
I have walked into a cocktail bar, and the guy's like, nah, man. I was like, you're right.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Dead right.
Thank you for making the right call.
You're talking too much. Bartenders like to talk to you, but they also got to work, so let them right. go. And then last on the list, this should be pretty simple. You're making your bartender feel uncomfortable. Female, this is going to happen to them a lot more, but also males, like girls, just because, like, don't hit on the bartender. Who knows? They might legitimate. Like you as a person, but they're also working.
Seriously, if the bartender likes you, you will find out.
Right.
Yeah.
Bartender's out there right now like, shh, Ted. Come on.
Damn it.
Come on, man. You're ruining my game.
Well, you would have to put in a lot, big numbers of bars and restaurants.
Yes.
It does, look, it does happen.
Sure.
Yeah. But you got to put a lot of work in.
I'd be easy bartender.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. Speaking of, Shot of the Nate's coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to The Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big W 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Elliot. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Elliot, sober, not sober.
Not sober.
All right. And this is the correct day to use boo as a greeting. All right, our men's room poll. Get chased by one. Freddie, Jason, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
Give me Michael Myers.
Michael Myers it is.
You know what gives him away?
This should be like an...
If you call his phone, this is his ringtone.
This should be like a festival song.
Oh, that has been sampled.
Has it?
Oh, okay.
Has to be.
Yeah.
About to say, you guys are bopping like we're in a rave in here.
Mm-hmm. Hit it again, Mike.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like he's the slowest out of all of them, but even if he gets you, you're going to die to some good music.
Good point.
All right.
All right, here's your question. Speaking of death, how many U.S. presidents have been assassinated?
Three.
Four.
Four.
We got Abraham Lincoln. Took it to the back of a head, watching him play he didn't even want to go to.
You got JFK.
You got JFK. Taking a ride in a convertible.
McKinley.
You got McKinley. There's one more.
Cleveland?
No, I'll give you a hint. His namesake really likes lasagna.
Garfield.
Garfield. There it is. That's how he'll best be remembered. You know, they named a cat after you.
That eats lasagna and hates Mondays.
He's really fat. I'm sorry you died.
God.
You ever talked to him on a Ouija board? That's just how I gave him the info.
I didn't like working Mondays either.
He got shot on a Monday, ironically, Mike.
I kind of hope he didn't.
Hey, can I make a request?
And what's your request?
Some of the best comedy ever. Bring him back, Dirty Big Dummy, to the happy hour.
Oh, we can do that. We can do that.
Sure.
That's all on Miles.
That has me dying every time.
Let me ask, how did you do on average? Because it was, 10 questions for a bonus. So on average, how many out of 10 did you get with Dirty Big Dummy?
Oh, not even close.
Sure.
Miles is so good with that.
What do you know? Miles is good with this porn-riddled...
Porn names. Sure.
Yeah. All right, your question.
Porn names, the movies, all of it.
I think we all learned a lot. All right, your question. What herb is used to make pesto sauce?
You got pine nuts.
Pine?
You got garlic.
What was your guess?
said thyme?
Basil.
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 Ted. President Garfield was assassinated on September 19th, 1881. And it was on a Monday.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's almost like you guys killed him.
I know.
Is that what Garfield hates Monday?
Right, you think the guy that wrote Garfield, like, is that why he hates Mondays?
Probably.
I mean, most
Let
people...
Let me think about it, man! This goes deep, dude!
And the cat will hate Mondays.
See if anyone can tell the connection.
Oh, my God!
I never thought our cartoon would be like an onion.
I know. So many layers to Garfield.
Here's the promo.
Right. Who wrote that? Bob Davis?
Jim Davis.
We need to track him down and ask. All right, your question. What organization was formed to replace the League of Nations?
Oh, my God. No, I never heard of this.
That's because they've been replaced by this other organization that still exists today.
NATO?
Not a terrible guess. The United Nations.
United Nations.
And question number three for you, my friend, is what does the J stand for in the name LL Cool J?
Ladies love... Oh, my God. What is the J?
I know who it is.
Ladies love...
There's a hint.
James.
James!
James! There it is.
I was going to say, Ted knows what it is.
Cool James.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Dummy!
Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello!
Hola!
Samantha, are you sober or not sober?
I just let my first join of the day. I just pulled in the driveway.
Nice.
Okay, Samantha, welcome to Big Dummy.
You know what, Samantha? Is it kind of fun, like, because now you're parked, you're at home, like, I'm going to hotbox the car like I'm in high school.
Yeah.
No, no, I got out and went in the garage first. It's all my birthday, and so I had to run through the house and tell everybody I was going to be on the radio.
You know happy what? Birthday.
Your birthday, we've asked that everyone in the world dress up, so happy birthday.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know, and they hand out candy.
I know, all on your behalf.
Awesome.
Right?
All right. Let's see here, Samantha. Our men's room poll, you're going to get chased by one. Will it be Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
Chucky, because if I'm dying, I'm going to be dead by a ginger.
All right.
Was not expecting that laugh. All right, Samantha, here's your question. Which is not man-made? Which of these is not man-made? Eggplant, broccoli, cauliflower, or Brussels sprouts? So eggplant, broccoli, cauliflower, or Brussels sprouts?
Eggplant?
One and done.
One and done. All right, hang on. Before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 question. Let's see. All right. More or less, 500 million tacos are eaten from Jack in the Box every year. More or less than 500 million.
More.
Oh, come on.
Dude,
500 million?
Americans eat 554 million tacos from Jack in the Box every year.
Jack in the Box.
That's about 1,000 a minute.
Because so what are they, two for a dollar?
I guess.
Yes, they are.
So they're still two for a dollar.
In any 60 seconds that passes by, on average, 1,000 tacos from Jack in the Box specifically.
Mike, it's just the ground beef and the cheese, right?
Well, there's taco sauce, lettuce.
Why would you ask?
It's fried.
As Ted.
Well, I'm saying.
You should know with fast food, as Ted.
Well, I mean, Mike worked there. He's correct. Well, I just personally like him.
Which one are we talking about? Oh, the tacos?
Jack in the Box tacos.
What's in them?
So it starts out, it's just a taco shell with their meat mixture. It's been seasoned, it is whatever it is. And then, so we deep fried that. After that, we took it out. There was lettuce, there was cheese, and there was sauce.
Okay, all right.
That's it.
Right. I don't remember the lettuce.
Yeah, 1,000 a minute.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Also depends on who was working the shift, if everything made it in there. Sometimes the cheese didn't always make it in.
Okay. I mean, look, if you get one that's a little subpar as you roll through at 3 a.m., like, I don't think I can really bitch at Jack in the Box.
No, no. Hello, Edward. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Edward, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving my kids home from
school. All right. You going to do a little trick-or-treating with them later?
Yeah, then I will be not sober.
All right. Well, good for you. All right, our men's room poll. Get chased by one. Freddy Krueger, Jason, Michael Myers, or Chucky? Who are you taking?
I got to take Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Like, just gotta be not scared of them. And
see, at least he would say something witty to you before he would kill you.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
He's
yeah.
got, like, I think if I'm just gonna have a conversation, smoke a joint, drink a beer before I die, I would want to pick Freddy.
I think if I was to smoke a joint, I mean, obviously Jason and Michael, they just don't talk. I think Chucky would be more entertaining. I do. I mean, look, here's the thing. I don't know, man. Look, I just feel like Freddy Krueger, entertaining for a bit. Then I just feel like he's just creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like Chucky, I feel like he's the guy I could sit on a park bench with. We would people watch, and he would make fun of every single person that goes by. Like a master roaster, you know what I'm saying?
You would find a way to befriend Chucky. You would just hold up this fat joint, and he'd be like, you know what? You're not so bad. Let's just smoke this
Chucky,
out.
Just smoke. Calm down, you little ginger.
Why am I trying to kill you?
Why did you pick that doll? Why didn't you pick something cool?
Well, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. He was running from the cops, and that was all that was available.
Still, if you had the power to do a voodoo thing to make your soul, like, you couldn't take 10 extra seconds to look around.
What would you pick? Granted, the good guy doll's not exactly peak, but what would you pick?
So this is, what, action figures and dolls?
You're just going to go be a G.I. Joe? Regular-ass G.I. Joe? That's not even big enough to take everybody out.
My first thought was G.I. Joe. Yeah, but they give you weapons. Like, you give G.I. Joe weapons.
I'd be Buzz Lightyear.
There you go.
To hell and beyond.
Damn.
So now I'm evil. You've already got your doggone catchphrase.
You know what? In that case, I'd be like Slinky Dog or something. Nobody sees me coming. Just wrap my little slinky around your neck and your sleeve, but out you go.
Just voiced by Ernest.
That's yeah. what he does.
Lights out.
Yeah. Suffocates him with a slinky.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'll put my tail in the electric socket, put my paw on your forehead, and watch your eyeballs blow right out your head.
How do you like that, Vern?
All right, your question. Multiple choice, UFOs, ghosts, maple leaves, or angels. Lenticular clouds resemble what?
What?
Lenticular clouds.
That's the right response to that question.
Give me the
UFOs.
Yeah, UFOs. It's over right here.
It was right there near all the time.
That's it.
Hold on. Before we let you go, let's see. That was one and done, right?
Okay. I guess it was.
Yeah.
All right, another more or less question. More or less than 20 countries on this planet do not have a single river.
A single river. Out of the 109 years, I'll say more.
No, no, not less.
No.
There are 18 countries on this planet that don't even have a single river. Some of them include Libya, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen.
Does that include the micros, like Luxembourg?
Liechtenstein.
I think it does, because they're represented. Yeah, yeah, I think that includes them as well.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Mastakita! And the men's room knows just who it is. Hey! So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Caitlin and Kale Ryan.
Hiya.
Owners of Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Now, they had to shut down their pizzeria for a day after more than 25 people visited the ER after eating there. Now, dozens of other people reported weird symptoms, including anxiety and paranoia. Now, initially, the fear was that there was a carbon monoxide leak inside of the restaurant. The good news, it was not carbon monoxide. The problem was, they'd run out of oil while making pizzas. So they grabbed a bottle from a communal kitchen that's shared by multiple businesses in the same place. Now, the oil made its way onto pizzas, sandwiches, and garlic bread. The oil itself had been used by a neighboring vendor that made THC-infused brownies. And unfortunately, the people at the pizzeria did not notice the tiny label specifying that the oil that they use contained Delta-9 cannabis.
So these guys were just getting high.
They were getting high, but if you don't know you're getting high, or if you're right. not someone to get high. So the problem was this. They ran out of oil, communal kitchen. Can we borrow your oil? Yeah, go ahead. Do what you got to do. No one gave it another thought. For 2 days, they made, I want to say it was 60 pizzas. I don't remember how much garlic bread or how many sandwiches
they
made.
They must make pan pizza because you worked at a pizza place. Yeah, did you ever use oil?
Probably use occasionally, depending how they wanted to make it. So, yeah, I think it's just the pan pizza. You put the oil so it doesn't stick to your sheet. Right? They're making the pizzas. They don't know. People are going to the ER freaking out. Again, still no one thinks it's weed. It's like, oh, my God, carbon monoxide. Nothing. Then they finally pieced it together when they said, hey, man, this says Delta 9 cannabis on it. And you kind of go, ha-ha, everyone's high. Because it was such an honest mistake, believe the city, like, we're not even giving them a citation. Like, yeah. We get it. Just
even if you use edibles, if you don't know you're eating one, that would be a weird feeling.
It, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, keep in mind, that's kids, adults, you name it, man.
Now that's a piece of pie.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.